Hey, folks, this week in Fat Guy Square, we have our lady friends with us. We talk about this, that, and everything else. Join us.
Balls.
Fat Guy Squared.
Wait, you're offended? Go fuck yourself. Listen to something else. For those of you who want to be entertained, here's the podcast.
Anal beads.
I like them.
That's all I really got today.
That's all you got. All right. Bye, everybody. All right. We're back. I'm playing with my cords here. All right. Let's do the countdown. We have two special guests, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm not going to tell you who they are.
And you know what? Both of them are quite special.
Oh, yes. Especially the special one. Hold it. You can't speak yet, Tim. All right, we're going to let you think of who it is. The first one is going to be our newest addition. Please speak.
Hello.
All right, little more.
Sorry, did that not pick up?
No, you're just really quiet and
go ahead, squirrel.
Hello.
Hello, moose.
That's my girlfriend, Jeff.
Yes. Yes, Jeff. All right, let's get the number 2 here. Who's that?
Hi.
All right, you got to speak into the mic. It's like sucking the big black dick. Come on.
Hi.
She's married to me. She
number 2 prostitute in all of Kazakhstan.
Who's the number 1?
Me.
All right, so we decided to have another show, not anxiety related. Yay. We're going to have a show about couples. This is the couple show. And it's all going to be about Nate and how he talks his lady into having some sexy time. And it's obviously sexy time is related to sleeping at 6:30.
Want to hop on the good foot and do the bad thing?
I wish I have heard that a lot less.
That's sad.
That's awesome. Now let me ask.
You know what our problem is? We had this adjusted.
Oh, shit. You're right. I'm sorry. Yeah,
speak
you
again.
Sounded really.
Is this better?
Yeah. That is better.
Wait, a little more?
Better?
There you go.
There you go. We can hear you now.
It's just so quiet.
God, she's such a mouse.
You know, we're going to invite her next time we want to do something like talk about books or something.
You should see her at a birthday party when she has to yell, surprise.
You're an ass. You're going to dig yourself into a hole.
I've been in the hole. I decorated this doghouse.
Happy birthday.
Does it have curtains?
Yes.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
And then my wife. Go ahead. Oh, my God. That was loud. You can hear the cackle. That's the 20-some-odd years difference in age. So,
pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, she's starting to sound more and more like a grandmother.
It's not quite 20. No.
She's astounding and looking more and more like a grandmother.
Nate, and you eating.
Really, dickhead?
You always eat.
That looks horrible.
It looks like it's going to come out.
Yeah, it does.
He's eating a Cliff bar. And unfortunately, Cliff shit that out a couple weeks ago.
My name is Jeff.
So anyway, all right. So we're doing a couples-themed podcast today. And I wanted to play a quick little game so we can understand what... cocksucker. I did it again. Every fucking episode, this goddamn headphone stopped working.
You know what's funny is the people listening don't hear a difference. Yeah. They don't hear it. So they're just like, why is he swearing? He's got Tourette's.
It's only in my left ear.
Does that work?
No.
Oh, what? Not what?
How?
Anybody?
There we go. That's better.
Anybody?
I just heard Nate.
How about now?
Can anybody hear anything?
No.
Oh, God. We got to cut this
stop
shit
right
out.
Stop right there. Just stop.
Just stop. Give me the damn pad. I'll write.
Fuck you. All right. So there is my wife and I have been together 20, 25 years.
Too long.
We have three children. And, you know, oh, what you...
My phone just went right into the trash can.
See, you know what? This is a completely wasted podcast. I'm done.
Dude, this is your family.
Stop
homie.
Chewing into the microphone.
All right, so I wanted to do a quick overview of... you guys are older 20s, right? Early 30s?
32, and she's 27.
All right, so he's robbing a cradle. Good for you. You got to... okay, so... You guys
you
have been together.
Them young.
You guys have been together what, a year and a half now, give or take, year?
7 months.
7 months.
Ask
right.
the woman, she always knows.
17 years later. No. All right, 7 months. So I'm gonna ask questions and we're gonna write them down and then we're gonna come back around and see how it is. So the first question, and if you guys have any questions, please let us know.
I have a question.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
If we need to discuss, how are we gonna discuss?
We shouldn't need to because we already know.
Okay, I'm just
it's
asking.
Them to, if they want me to mute them, I will mute them.
No, I'm not having you touch the microphones anymore.
Fuck, it's not the mics, it's the mixer, dickhead. All right, as you can tell, we're married and we love each other. All right, first question. What is the perfect night out? Not in, out, for you two. And,
what for us, perfect night out is,
Should I mute? What are we doing?
You know what? You guys do your thing. I'll mute you guys. So,
go ahead. You guys can discuss.
I'm still here, I think.
Oh, I got
it. Yep.
You're a jackass.
Fuck you. All right. So, we'll let them discuss. So, our perfect night out is when we sell our bodies, right? That's what were we going in a swinger club once where we caught chlamydia? You guys got it?
Hey, I'm still writing.
Yeah. Do you guys have a perfect night out? But beginning to end, the whole nine.
Yep.
All right, so I'm going to...
Write it down.
Look at these assholes. Probably a cup of Ensure by their little nursing home beds.
Fuck you!
They probably, you know, take their time to dye their gray hairs. They watch each other try to manage to get out of their chair.
Actually, that has happened, believe it or not. I'm not going to lie to you.
Old people.
Yeah, getting out of a chair is impossibly hard. All right. All right, so Amber, 7 months together with Nate.
Yes.
You got to buy him a present. What is the present you need to buy him? And Nate, same question to you. I'll give you a piece of paper. You can write it down. Unless you want to remember, it's up to you.
It's pretty simple.
It's a specific present. And ultimately, the end result is going to be a yes or no from the other person.
Is there a price?
You buy her a present. I mean, obviously, you're not buying a house or anything like that. It's a present.
Okay.
You're going to like my answer.
I'm sure I will. Sure I will. All right, so while they're over there writing, look at this. They're all feverishly writing. It's great. My youngest son's sitting here going, you guys are all gay.
He's doing homework.
He's doing homework in the basement because that's all we... Yeah, well, it's where we keep him, honestly. There's a cage down here. It's great.
Okay.
All right. Next question.
Wait, what about me? Did I have to write... I answered that one.
I have mine in my head because I'm smart.
Okay.
He's going to forget the fucking question.
What was that? Will.
Actually, I should have been writing these questions down. Matter of fact, somebody write them down.
Date perfect.
We got fucking...
Hey, I'm writing notes. What was the last one?
The second one was...
Buy a present.
Buy a present for the person.
Wait, for... Or is it just from the girls to the guys?
Well, you
from
would
the guys
buy
to the girl.
You would buy it to me, and then I would buy one for you.
Are you dyslexic? Date perfect?
Listen, I wrote notes. For what I do, I write little brief notes.
There you go. All right, the next question. Next question.
It's pretty good, because I don't know what I want.
I would tell you. If you had to choose between going to the beach or anywhere else, what would your significant other choose?
That was easy. Oh, that's an easy one.
That was easy. And what it would be. Like, you know, I wouldn't go to the beach. I'd go to the park, or I'd go to the, you know, whatever that case is.
Easy.
All right, we're going to start getting a little harder, though.
Okay.
Okay. What is the favorite food of the person,
dude,
your significant other?
You eat anything.
Yeah, that's...
She's going to get harder.
No, you eat anything or everything.
It doesn't matter.
What about the favorite color?
You need to write something down.
What about the favorite color? Oh, I know what your favorite food is.
Yeah, okay, thank you. I say it literally every fucking day.
Yes. He's probably going to want it for dinner tonight.
Yeah. Oh, actually... I got ham now.
Okay.
Anyway. All right. How many questions is that?
I don't. Just so you know, I'm giving either ors.
What do you mean?
I'm giving like, you'll see. Circumstantial.
Did you write beach or?
Sort of.
The thing was, you should go to the beach or somewhere else.
All right. All right.
I screwed that one up.
Okay.
All right. This next one's going to be a fun one. What is one thing that you know will piss off your significant other?
Oh, that's...
make you pissed off or hate me forever?
No, piss off. You piss off. Pissed off. So something that you would say to that person to instantly get them upset.
Is it saying or doing?
It doesn't matter. Okay. You know what? We'll go either or. It doesn't matter. That's good. What?
You don't like anything.
Breathing, I guess, would be right.
You mutt. No, I'm kidding. All right. How many questions is that, by the way? Is
five.
That five?
Five.
All right, let's do two more. All right. What is your significant other's favorite candy?
Oh.
You should know this. We've been together for 26 fucking years.
You eat anything.
Yeah. What is my favorite candy? There's two of them. There's one or the other. Candy bars, candy corn, stuff like that. You can't show him your answers, you know.
I have to say, I think I know.
He's cheating, you know.
He is a cheater.
He's a cheater. Are we good? Mm-hmm. Everybody good?
That's going to suck for you because it depends what type of mood I'm in, depending what my family's favorite candy
is. Oh, good. All right. All right, last question. This one's going to be a good one. All right.
Can we stop on an even number, please?
I'll come up with the question.
Fuck me. All right, there's two questions left. Somebody want to throw one out there?
Favorite genre of movie.
Okay. That's okay.
Genre?
Yeah, genre.
Favorite type of movie. Horror movie.
Yeah.
Oh.
Action movie.
Mystery movie.
Oh, that one's easy. That one's a two-parter.
And this last one is going to be just a generalized thing. Do you get jealous if your significant other talks to another person of the opposite sex?
So am I saying, is he jealous? Is that the question?
Are you jealous?
Oh.
Oh, am I? So what?
Did I say that wrong? Okay. Am I jealous if my wife talks to somebody from a different sex? Yep. Or somebody that I know.
All right. Either way.
Kind of thing. You know?
Yep.
Hey, you know what? Throw that one out. That was a shitty question.
That was a shitty one.
What part of that's a shitty question didn't you understand?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Come on.
All right. Last question. I actually had it in my mind.
Ooh, I have a good one.
If I bury my wife in the backyard while she's still alive. No, I'm kidding. What is it, Nate?
My question would be, if you could change one thing about the opposite sex, what would it be?
What do you mean opposite
sex? Well, opposite person, what would it be?
Her tits are too small. No, I don't know. Okay, so one thing about your partner.
Yes.
What would it be?
And I don't. Do you want to get crazy and say physical? And?
No, because that's going to end in a fight.
I tell you what.
Thank you.
I tell you
do
what.
Do I only get to pick one?
It's one thing. And
what the hell?
It's one thing, and it doesn't matter physical, mental, anything. It's just one thing. If you could change one thing.
She so if doesn't her hair have an opinion.
The one thing I like, I don't like, I like.
What?
The one thing about him you hate, you like?
That I would like to change, but I think it helps me.
Oh, Jesus, fuck.
Okay. Oh, God, we're about to have an argument.
No, we're not.
All right, first question.
Hold on, I'm still writing.
Oh, good. Wow. Wow.
I got a list.
Wow.
Lynn, you wrote these questions down, I'll let you read them back.
I gotta remember what the last one was.
Wanna change somebody.
One change.
One change.
All right, the first question was your perfect date.
Hold on.
Now, some of these are together. Some of these are apart.
This one was a couple question.
This was a couple's question, yes.
That's
and I
the
think
only
we
one
both
that
agree.
Was a couple one.
Yeah.
So wait, I think more or less than rather than us just giving our answer, we should guess what the other person wrote.
Yeah, but we put a specific place.
Yeah, I know. So like in this one, what was the question?
This was what's your perfect date?
We decided this together, though, so we can't guess because I don't know what you
said. Yeah.
All right, so for this particular one, we'll leave it alone.
Okay.
And then we're going to go back and forth.
Yes, I think that'd be the best bet.
All right, so this isn't really a question. This is more like what we would do as an older couple versus what you would do as a younger couple. We'll go that route, okay?
So
for this one question.
So, sure.
I have to add one last thing into that one.
Into which one? The first question?
Yeah.
All right.
Hold on,
so
man,
while she's writing, what would be for you guys a perfect date as of right now?
Dinner and mini golf.
I would have said that for you guys. I really would have.
Because that's what we usually
do.
Or the zoo, yeah.
So
is that really a date thing or is that like an all day thing, the zoo?
The zoo?
It depends where you're going.
Yeah. Like we like to have date days.
Date days.
That's actually pretty cool.
The fuck is a date day?
A date
day. It's kind of like a darty.
So
and
the fuck is a darty?
Darty is a date party.
So, for instance, and if I'm wrong, tell me. But I spend most of my week working, waiting for the weekend because we normally have something planned for the one whole day.
So, what would you be wrong about the working part? Or?
No, is that wrong?
No, we usually plan a day.
One day
we don't see each other so much during the week.
I maybe see her once or twice,
and that's why you guys have lasted this long. Hey. You should ask us how many times we see each other. Not very much.
No, it's usually I'm coming to bed, you're sleeping. You go to work, I'm sleeping.
We're passing ships in the night. That's the greatest. We're the greatest couple in the world.
And she's only won mini golf once.
Well, I don't think that's true. I think it's more than that. And you cheat.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because you want to skip the holes. And give yourself just one thing.
And your perfect date, other than picking out nursing homes.
Fuck you.
Our perfect date is a little restaurant called Beef Barn. And
I've been there.
We love to go there because the food's super cheap, but it's tasty. We'll start out there. Maybe we'll go people watch somewhere. Doesn't really matter. We'll go to the mall. Just sit there and stare at all the crazies. Maybe go see a movie. Depending on how cheap they are.
Or Dave and Buster's.
And then generally we'll end the night with like a soft serve ice cream.
Gotta love me some soft serve.
Did you notice how...
that was bad.
Did you guys...
Is that what you call it on Pet?
Did you guys notice that everything that we ate was very soft?
Yeah. Teeth. You gotta take the dentures out. The
fucking teeth hurt, you know? All right, so question two was... What was it?
Had to buy a present for the other person.
All right, and...
I can go first if you want.
It could be anything. So
wait. So I'm going to ask her what she thinks I wrote.
No, that's not fair. No.
Why are we going to do any of that?
That's complicated.
Well, I think that would be good.
I saw you staring at her paper.
Yeah, you cheated.
I didn't look at her paper once.
Cheater.
Liar.
I think that would be good because
Let's just figure out. Tell her what you...
All right,
what
you guys went first last time. We'll go first this time.
So this is how it's going to be. You tell her what you would buy her and she would say yes or no to that if she would expect it or like it.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you? Oh, what? You really? Okay. Then I tell you what. We'll guess at each other. It doesn't make sense because why would she?
No.
She would know what you would want for a gift. She would know what you would expect to get her for a gift. Like,
no,
I know.
I wouldn't because half the time he gets me a gift and I didn't even know I wanted it.
What I mean by that, like a gift, I would expect her that she would get me a watch.
Yeah, but everybody would get you a watch.
Yeah,
so that's not fair.
And she would probably say,
dude,
I would get her what?
You're going to get jewelry because that's all you ever get.
Which is what I put.
Nathan, this is the perfect gift that you want to get your lady that you think that she would like. So for my wife, the perfect gift for her, I would get her an engraved necklace with all of her kids' names, all of the birthstones, things along those lines.
Christmas is coming.
Super gay.
That's something you would do.
But, Lynn, is that something that you would like and appreciate?
Yes.
Yes.
I said Christmas is coming.
You see? Now, what would you get me?
I'd ask the kids what video game was coming out and you wanted.
Exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
You're not even wrong.
I wrote, literally, ask kids what the newest video game that dad wants.
Okay.
But you get the point. Like, you can't have them guess for you for that particular, because it's the same okay. thing.
All right. Next question.
All right. Next question was, go to the beach or somewhere else?
See, this one. And where was you know
the,
what?
What's the somewhere else?
You know what? This one she can guess, because this one's going to be pretty weird.
I would say, she would say no to the beach.
What do you mean? This is what I don't get about the guessing. Are you saying that I don't want to go or you don't want to go?
No, he's guessing on what
you answered.
Yeah,
what your answer would be.
What your answer would be. If he asked you to go to the beach, what would you say?
Oh, absolutely, I'd go.
Nathan sucks.
You wouldn't want to go. Yep. You'd rather go to a park.
Same. I put zoo.
You would want to go to the beach.
Yes.
And I wouldn't.
I said no. Somewhere else, probably stay home.
And she's right. I hate people.
Wow.
Dude, you know what? It's got to be a woman thing to love the beach. It's too hot, too sandy. I make the joke about I'm going to the beach and they're going to try to throw me back in the water.
I literally was thinking the same thing.
Put towels on me. I don't like the beach. So anyway, what's the next one?
The next one is the favorite food.
Oh, that's easy for me.
So for her, if it was work, it would be turkey wraps. Outside,
that's not a favorite food. That's a convenience food.
Okay, then sorry. Favorite food, Indian.
Okay, yeah.
It's generalized. I'll give him that.
That's what I put.
I said turkey club mashed potatoes.
I'll go very specific. Italian chicken.
Yes. You mean the Italian dressing chicken?
It's Italian chicken.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. I put pizza.
Damn right.
Everything's pizza.
I can make pizza out of everything. That's the one food that you can make a pizza out of everything. Think about it. I'm not wrong.
True.
All right, next question.
The next question was, what would you do to piss off the other person?
All right, now, Nathan, you need to guess this one. Cause
Oh, you're going to guess it.
Pretty much everything you do.
If she wants to piss me off, she's going to start touching my face. And yeah. Trying to put a finger in my nose.
And then your mouth.
And then my mouth.
And then your ear.
Is that what you wrote down?
Yes.
All right, what do you think?
She's probably going to get this one wrong.
What he would do to piss me off?
Let me say
like
that.
An instant piss off, you know?
What would I do?
Oh, you're going to give her a guess?
No. Hold on. What would I do that would be guaranteed to cause a fight?
There's so many things you do that are guaranteed to cause a fight.
Wow.
I don't know. What is it?
This is going to cause a fight.
Yeah, it's good. This right now is causing a fight.
Talk about our sex life with my friends.
Oh, yeah.
Why does
that matter?
Because then he repeats it back to me. Like, then he relays the entire conversation back to me.
So you're trying to say some little things in life?
Yeah, so, soft serve.
So yeah, it would be your inability to keep a secret.
Yeah, I don't keep my mouth shut.
About anything ever.
For me, it's easy. I'd call Linda.
Oh, you fucking asshole.
Which I did.
Yes, you did.
I did. And last time I was here, I called her Linda, and I told Amber, and she was like, that wasn't good.
All right.
Mine is walk in front of Patrick in a video game, especially when he's in a fight.
Oh, you are an asshole.
The worst was when I was on crutches.
This bitch.
A couple weeks ago.
All right, that's not an instant fight. She's wrong in that
it's
one.
I'm
going to say she's wrong.
No, it's an instant piss off.
Because it's annoying, but I will let it go if she's on crutches and things like
that.
Don't get me wrong.
Me.
I will yell, but I'll let it go. I instantly let it go after the fact.
Okay.
So I'm going to say that you're wrong in that one.
Okay. So
what would piss you off?
What would piss me off is her to start trying to, like today, what pissed me off is having an argument with one of my kids and then her defending the kid.
Oh, yeah. I did that today.
Yeah, that's was hilarious. You missed out. That was so much fun.
That's a scenario
but
where...
what happened?
I lost. I just gave up and said, fuck you guys. I'm going downstairs.
Yep.
But that was one of the ones that you didn't want to put the who's had the bigger dick one on. You just see...
My point is that I'm sick and tired of arguing and I've had a conversation and I keep getting told to go fuck
myself.
Yeah,
they're going
to
fight. It's going to be funny.
You know what?
You would probably laugh at our fights. Our fights are not.
Yeah,
like,
I pull in and I think someone's gonna die, And then I realized they're just talking about making breakfast or something.
Was it you that came in? We were arguing about chocolate and vanilla pudding one day?
Yeah, and I was seriously concerned for the safety of your being. Like, I was...
Chocolate pudding does not go on toast. I'm
you
sorry.
Shut up. Which it does brings too. Us to the... It does, too. You know what? No. No, no. We're going to stop for 2 seconds. Okay? The texture-wise, chocolate and vanilla pudding on toast.
No,
if you
that's
go,
disgusting. Why are you putting on
have
toast?
Have you ever tried it? Have you ever tried it?
No, but I just imagine like me making like a piece of multigrain toast and like smearing chocolate.
Well,
no.
Why would you put multigrain? I'm
because
talking white toast.
Yeah, I can't tell
you. We don't even have white toast.
Hold on.
The crunchiness.
I will take the words out of your mouth, okay? You're a psychopath.
The crunchiness of the bread versus the smoothness of the
texture
of the jello. I was going to say the jello. The smoothness of the pudding.
I think it's a temperature thing for me because the pudding needs to be cold. I don't like my pudding.
Well, my
not.
Toast is generally cold after the fact anyway.
Yeah,
so
that's weird. No, I don't like it. I want my toast hot and my pudding
changing
cold.
Subject. Psycho.
All right. What's your favorite candy?
All right. Mine is Reese's.
No, yours is not. It's peppermint, and they're right there on the freaking table.
Those are not mine. Those are Nathan's.
No, you like peppermint.
How many of those have I eaten? How many of those have I eaten?
You always talk about the old man peppermints.
Oh, yeah, we got that wrong. Mine's Reese's.
Okay.
It's
what
Reese's.
Is hers? What is her favorite?
Hers is just a regular standard Hershey's bar.
Yes, which we don't have any more of.
Okay. I don't really know. If I had to make a guess for Amber, it would be Reese's.
Yeah, if I had to pick a candy bar, it'd be Reese's.
Damn right. And now there are people who say that Reese's are not candy bars.
They're peanut butter cups.
Jeez, she's
but they're
an
candy
asshole.
Bar. But, yeah. But they also are Reese's peanut butter cups.
It's not a candy bar, though.
Oh, okay, if I had to pick a disc-shaped candy, it would be a peanut butter cup.
It'd be those dissolvable things that with the little balls in the middle of them that you used to get as
oh,
a little kid.
Oh, the little, like, oh, she doesn't know what you're talking
about.
Oh,
you about. Don't even know.
They're
all
like,
right.
They're like church, they're like the bread for, like, the church bread. Okay.
I think they used to be called saucers or something
yes.
like that.
Yes, and there's, like, little beads inside of them, like
we're
beads
old,
you put on
so
top of the
cake. We're old, so this shit stopped
oh,
getting
weird.
Sold.
Yeah, yeah. So the people from the 60s over here with their penny candy.
fuck you, I actually been around since penny candy.
What's my favorite?
Cadbury eggs.
Uh-uh, Caramello.
Oh. You guys got me in a conundrum. Because Cadbury eggs are absolutely amazing.
You ate
but
like four a week for the entire month of April.
We God. Weren't going to talk about
oh
that.
My God, oh my God.
That was what he did not want to give up for Lent.
Yeah.
That's what we're having more
so
of.
So Cadbury
Lent.
Eggs is my seasonal. It's a seasonal base now.
Oh, I can't eat them.
My
sweet.
Yeah,
and,
I'm not wild
and
about
and Caramellos or Caramellos are my number two.
What's your
so
number,
what's
one?
Number one?
My number one is the yellow package peanut M&Ms.
You don't like peanuts.
I know, but I
what
love the peanut.
Yeah, M&M. I'm a psychopath. You fuck.
Yeah, he doesn't like peanuts or peanut butter.
I'm allergic.
I'm the psychopath, but you're the one eating shit that you don't like. Mm-hmm. What the fuck is wrong with you?
What was the movie?
The next one was the genre of the movie.
Yeah, this is yours.
Okay. She.
Oh, you like She? Huh? That was a good movie.
She will watch. Genre movie, it's very simple. Anything that's not horror or a chick flick.
You don't like chick flicks? Oh, I love chick flicks.
Not really. I won't go out of my way to watch them.
I actually have two types that I really enjoy. They're completely different and weird. I don't know why. But anyway,
well, I think we got
what
them.
About you?
I said action, but he would also go for a good chick flick.
Damn cool. Right.
You got to keep them titties.
Go ahead. What do you do?
I wrote horror/musicals for you. Like, do you like Little Shop of Horror? You like Grease? You like all those musical ones?
The musicals.
Except for Mamma Mia. That's the only one you didn't like.
I enjoy musicals.
You
that's not
Mama
it.
Mamma Mia.
So what is it about Mamma Mia we don't like?
I didn't like Mamma Mia just because it's...
I thought you said you don't like chick flicks.
I watched the first Mamma Mia, yeah.
It's a slow-paced movie. This one liked that's it. The only reason why I didn't like it. It's too slow.
Mamma Mia.
But the other thing is the Tyler Perry movies. I think they call it, and folks, I'm not being racist, but I think they call them blaxploitation,
Medeas?
Like those types of movies. That black.
Oh, yeah, you do like a lot of black comedies.
What is that called? Ploitation?
Just say black comedies, homie.
Black comedies. There's a word.
Yeah, he watches BET a lot. He likes that.
I enjoy a good, like.
He loves Queen Latifah.
Wait and Exhale. Queen Latifah. Oh, the Queen Latifah movies were my favorites. I will sit there, and my wife will back me up. Anytime I put those movies on, we both sit there and just enjoy them.
I just laugh because the way I'm picturing, like, somebody from the 1950s, you know, just, I love a good black comedy, you know?
I was trying to use the politically correct word, but I don't remember what it was. But that that and horror movies. Horror movies I fall asleep to because I enjoy them.
Next was the Jealous.
No, we didn't go over Lynn's favorite.
We didn't go over Lynn's. I'm sorry.
Wow.
What is Lynn's favorite type of movie?
Lynn's favorite type of movie has anything to cutting do with people cutting open, people dramas, open. No. Like medical shows, stuff like that. We just watched a movie where the girl had to get squeezed.
That was that autistic girl. She just won a thing.
Yeah, yeah. Movies like
Templeton.
So is that true? Is that what you like?
I do like comedy. Okay. I like dramedies.
Dramedies. Okay.
Yeah, most of the movies we watch, I sit there deadpan going, it's not over yet, is it? No.
We were completely different on that because you and I, like, I had Amber loving the Sherlock Holmes series, and you were just like, ugh. Dude, I can't believe you got that. Like, ugh.
Now, you know what it is? I hate long, drawn-out things. And unfortunately, most things British are long, drawn-out things.
Like your marriage?
Yeah. Oh! Well, that's why we're trying
Bazinga.
To get a...
Bazinga!
Ah, there you
Listen,
go.
Listen, we have one more that needs to be legal before we can get a divorce.
Ah!
Yeah, I'm not paying for her. She sure ain't paying me. That's for damn sure.
That's true.
3 years, bitch. Get it done.
So, what was the next question?
The next question is...
the last one, right?
One thing where you would change about the other person.
That wasn't it.
We got two more.
No, that was the last one.
Yeah. No, the last one was the jealous question.
No, we skipped the jealous question.
No, yeah, we skipped it because we knew it was going to cause a problem.
We knew it was going to cause a fight.
And we changed it. The
reason why was because I was asking
He's
that question.
He's got a big fucking yes. I mean, yeah. It's three-quarters
of the
page here. It's
she's a jealous
funny.
Person, and I'm a jealous person.
You're
super,
a psychopath,
I'm,
actually.
Okay, I'm a
You're on a new level.
Really?
Yeah.
Really, miss? Oh, she gave you a number. Do I gotta cut a bitch?
Yeah, because you have you invent scenarios that are not happening with people in my life that I'm forced to be around, i.e. coworkers.
Yes.
You realize that in our world, I don't get jealous at all, except for all the lesbian ladies she hangs out with for some reason. And I go, what are you doing? She goes, oh, I'm just going to go hang out with my friend, blah, blah. I was like, oh, all right. Now she's got the fucking haircut. She's got the fucking, oh, yeah, there we go. She's leave me again, you know. I don't get jealous, honestly. I really don't get jealous.
You could call her Muffy, the lesbian slayer.
My kids already call me Dom.
Dad, Mom.
So with her, I tell Amber everything. Like, I'm overly honest.
To a fault.
Yeah, so I'll be like, hey.
I had to wipe my ass three times.
She'll be like, how was your
three
day?
3 times.
He'll call me mid-poop, so I mean, it's fine.
She'll go, babe, what happened today at work? And I'll be like, oh, it was a slow day, but, somebody gave me their number.
At least it's that, not somebody
Nate,
gave
do
me
you know that what
chlamydia.
They used to give you that phone number in order for you to do stuff.
What do you mean?
They didn't necessarily give you the phone number. They gave you phone number to access their account.
And whatever, it was my number now.
They were just trying to look up your account, their account.
Excuse me, I need your number to get into your account. There I am in my phone.
Now, do you get jealous of me?
Not usually. It depends.
Where the fuck do you get jealous of me?
But normally I do not get jealous.
Yeah, I got no. See, the thing is, my wife realizes that I'm such a germaphobe that
he would never cheat on me.
I couldn't physically do it because I don't know where her hands have been. I don't know where her mouth has been.
I have to still ask permission to take something off his plate. Okay.
I allow her to do it, but I'm not good with it.
I have to ask permission before I do it.
I mean, we're trying to avoid this question because it could tumble down to a very big problem. That's why we avoided it.
Yeah.
The last question was, which one was it?
It was one thing you could change about your partner.
My partner?
Yep.
You guys go first.
I just did.
Oh, you'd say your whole partner.
Awesome!
No, if I could change anything about her, it's going to sound corny.
Well, wait, Lynn, what do you think he would say that he would change about you?
A lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Honestly, I would change, and again, this is anything. It's not just related
to... My haircut.
It's not just related to hair. It's physical, mental, whatever that. I would change her ability to... go back to what she was before the kids.
So a sex crazed teen.
I mean, obviously. No, I was talking more along the lines of your thyroid being better and you know, you're not crazy and stuff like that.
Not have issues.
Yeah, that's what I would change. That's now.
That was really anticlimactic. I was
so, you wanna know
I was really hoping he was going to be like, "Oh, I was hoping her left boob would be bigger
than." What you expect me to say instead of being able to fit two fingers, I want to fit three? I mean, what? I mean,
ew.
That's I want to wear like a Halloween costume.
No, honestly, if it was anything, we're so far into our relationship at this point.
Yeah.
All the physical and this, that, and the other thing, it's always going to be that
who's
way.
Who's this R? I had one thing I would like to change, but I also like it at the same time.
let me finish. In
she
my
wants a bigger penis. She wants a bigger penis.
In my point
they
of view.
They have catalogs for that.
In my point of view, as far as my wife goes, I wouldn't want to change anything about her because I like her who she is, but I want to fix her health problems. Yeah, you can call it what you will, but with 25 fucking years, I mean, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
All of her health problems started while we've been together, and obviously it's related to me, but...
I was going to say,
Yeah, right? She's like, fuck, I'm leaving.
Mine is your snoring / a.k.a. what you call singing.
I do not snore.
But the reason why I said I like it, I would like to change it, but I'm not sure, is because I think it helps me sleep better because that's one of the things I know that you're there.
This bitch says
sleeping.
I snore. I don't snore. I talk when I sleep.
No, you say you sing.
I sing. I do sing when I sleep. I'm a sexy bitch when I sleep.
The fact that your son's girlfriend literally says, he's really loud, but Joseph's just as loud.
Wow.
See, the thing about my wife, what nobody knows is she talks in her sleep.
Oh, I know, I do.
And it's creepy because we could be having a full-on conversation, and then she falls asleep while we're having a conversation, and she continues to talk to me.
See, I feel bad because when we give ours, like, I have a feeling ours are, like, real problems.
Yeah, mine is really something annoying about you.
Yeah,
it's like I'd really love to cut her head off.
All right, now let's see. What are they?
Go ahead, you go first, babe.
Yeah,
I don't. I'm afraid to.
Come on, Nathan.
You should be. No fights. What stays that goes on the air stays on the air.
My one thing that I wish you would change is that when you are pissed, you would tell me why.
But what's the fun in that?
That's what I say. I mean,
but instead, I'll be like, "What is wrong with you?" And she'll go, "Nothing."
But Nate, you gotta understand. When you asked 17 times, it went from nothing to nothing. Yeah. Because it gets too overbearing.
I let me rephrase. I want her to tell me if it's me, just tell me it's me. If it has nothing to do with me, tell me that so I can move on.
But you won't, because then you'll still be like, why? What is it? 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 What is it?
Nate wants to cheat at the test of life, apparently.
He does.
Which is probably the thing she wants me to change, which is she wants me to not be a people pleaser.
That I thought about putting that down because sometimes I do find that to be a very annoying quality. But I didn't know you were going for the throat on this. So I dialed it back and I said, I'd like you to stop talking on speakerphone.
Like, oh, he's that asshole,
isn't
he?
You force me to eavesdrop on all of your conversations and sometimes I don't know if people know I'm there.
You got to stop doing that.
You can't do that.
Like, I speak on speakerphone, but I make it a point to tell everybody
when
I do it.
Yeah, because
Patrick's just deaf, so he needs speakerphone.
I can't.
Well, he'll have it on, like, the Bluetooth in the car, and I'll get in, and I don't know if they know I'm there, so I'm just trying to sit very quietly.
I make the loudest noise, and I'm like, hi!
I can't physically hear on my phone, so I have to put it on speaker.
It's so annoying, because I'll be talking to you on the Bluetooth, and she doesn't, like, you don't know that she's in the car, and then you say things like, how's that whore of a woman you're dating, and then I have to
explain.
When
the fuck did I say that?
I wasn't referring to specifically when you talk to Pat, but you do it all the time.
Yeah, I do.
I've never called your girlfriend a whore. If anything, I said that hot piece of ass, you gonna bring her over?
That's awkward. So what happens is I have an app on my phone called Discord, which you know we've used.
Yeah, yep.
So I'll go on to it, and there'll be like four of my friends or five of my friends on there, and then I'll just jump on it on
the
car.
I've met one of them, mind you.
Yeah, she hasn't met any of them, and they'll be like, hey, Nate's girlfriend, what's up? And then,
isn't that creepy?
It's not creepy. I mean, it's not creepy. I just feel like I'm eavesdropping on their conversation.
Yeah, but you got like 10 guys on there that were originally talking about something until you showed up.
Yeah, like I'm just the awkward elephant in the room.
Hey, come on, you're not an elephant. If anything, an awkward pigeon.
Pick things up, I put them
down.
Yeah,
speaking of elephant in the room, we got Brick Shit Nation over here who just showed up.
Hey, do me a favor. Show me your abs. They're
gone. Yeah, he's got a pot belly.
What you got
to
know?
Let me see.
But he can move his nipples.
There you go, Amber. That's something to look forward to.
He
right
can move
there.
His nipples independently. I'm sorry. What? He moves his pecs independently.
I hate it. This kid got a tattoo, and his freaking tattoos even get smaller on those arms. It's fucking bullshit.
It's a bullshit.
And of course, he has to wear a Superman sweatshirt, so the world knows that bullets will stop when they hit his chest.
Hey, Nate, if anything, you got pecs, too, just not like that.
You have relaxed
pecs. Yeah, you want to see mine bounce, too.
They're relaxed.
Can you say I bring all the cows to the yard? The milkshake song?
Oh, my God.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right. It's better than yours.
So 7 months together, right?
Yeah, what?
Yes.
Now, Joe, how long have you been with Abby?
3 years. Almost 3 years.
You even got years on them. That's crazy.
You gotta start somewhere.
And I have to say, they don't usually get too jealous of each other.
No,
in 3 years. She's one of those girls that's like
she's
pretty
super
cool.
Passive aggressive, yeah.
And he's pretty cool too, but you can definitely tell who had the bigger dick the other day when he hopped in the pool when she was in the pool with all those other guys. He had to get in the pool.
He gets jealous easy. And that's the problem.
Yeah.
Well, she's beautiful, but
she's beautiful.
That's why I get jealous.
Oh, goddamn.
So really? Here's the thing. This is, I tell
I'm
her this
I'm just ugly, so.
I get.
The wrinkles.
I'm sorry, dude.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm sorry, dude.
Actually, okay, for sidebar, when I was really hurt and I couldn't get in the shower by myself, he would literally say, sir, you ready for the shower?
Wow. My thing is just like. I look at my girlfriend, and this is going to sound bad, and I know Pat's going to be like, oh, shit, he looks at her like a fucking piece of meat. When I was a kid, if you got a really nice toy, you would never let
How
anybody...
How the fuck are you not supposed to look at her like a piece of meat when you say that?
You would never let somebody take
really?
Your
toy Really? So your girlfriend's a nice toy?
Yes.
So
apparently you're a toy, Amber. That's it.
Hey, you got live action.
So I got to tell you guys.
She's better than any toy you had, Nate.
We had a sex doll conversation, and I picked one up.
dude, you are digging your own fucking hole here. I'm just saying.
She'll tell you, we went to Twin River last week. There was a guy there, and I ended up marking my territory, if you will.
Yeah, that was really annoying
wait,
to me.
You pissed on
wait,
him?
Wait.
He thought about it. He really did want to. I think it would have been easier and less awkward for everyone if he had just pissed on me.
Ooh.
Tell him the story.
What the fuck kind of lifestyle are these people?
No, go ahead.
So we went to Twin River, and we went to this restaurant, bar upstairs. Well, the guy who greeted us...
Good?
Huh?
Wicked Good?
No, it wasn't Wicked Good.
It was the Shipyard Pub.
Yeah. So the guy who waited on us, she talked to on the dating website that I met her on.
But she was nice enough to say that.
Who
tell
gives
you
a
that
fuck?
Information.
But wait. I didn't know this at first.
No. I walked up, and I was like, shit, I recognize this guy. Now I'm panicking because my first instinct is to run, but like, where am I going to go?
Why does any of this matter, though?
So,
I don't understand.
So exactly.
You
so
talk to him.
He seats us. Obviously, Chatty Cathy over here, Friendly Frank, can't help himself but have a full-blown conversation with the guy.
I'm sorry to stop you, but
Friendly Frank.
You guys are calling me old, but you motherfuckers are using terminologies that are from the 40s.
Right. So this one over here is giving him the whole welcome speech. It's a five-minute conversation. The guy finally walks away, and I'm like, listen, like, I was talking to this kid.
Can I ask you, did you talk to him or did you ho-ho? That, no?
You didn't say a fucking word.
We never...
She shut up and didn't say anything to this guy.
No,
when he left the table, she said she told you.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
We had never met in real life. Me and this guy had never met in real life.
Oh, so you haven't. All right.
We had talked to him in app, but we never met in real life. So I said this to Nathan. I'm like, listen, I know this kid. Like, the guy comes back and Nathan proceeds to make another like 10-minute conversation with him.
Why?
I don't know.
I'll tell you why. So he was over there and he was talking about cigarettes and stuff. And I was like, how am I going to let this guy know that this is my fucking woman?
What did he think?
And he needs to back up out
but
of my territory.
But,
okay.
But
Nathan,
hold on.
It was just the two of you out to dinner.
Yeah.
It wasn't like you were out with a group.
No, it was just the two of you.
It was the two of you.
Friendly Stan over here decides to walk over again. So I was like, all right. Apparently,
but again, you keep talking to him.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You're making it worse. You're making him linger longer at the table.
I knew about who this guy was. It wasn't like I was like, yo, buddy. Come over. I want to have a conversation. He came back over. So
because
I was
you've talked for 10 minutes
Nathan,
the first time.
That's what waiters do. They come and check on
he
you.
He wasn't our waiter.
So you were playing a swinging dick game with a guy who didn't play swinging dick games.
Yes.
So
he came over. The guy was not on the field.
And we were talking. He was talking about smoking and stuff. And I was like, "Yeah, I used to smoke, and you know, I had a heart attack, and I quit." And he was like, "Oh my God!" He's like, "Well, count your blessings that you're still around." I was like, "Yeah."
And then because God bless you no less than 10 times.
And I was like, "Yeah, you know, God blessed me with this beautiful woman over here."
Oh my God, you were so gay.
It was horrible.
And I even said this. I said, as my cousin would say. My lady friend.
Again, what did you think? We were cousins? What do you think he thought?
So, at this point, I would have approached him and go, listen, I might fuck my sister, but you're a good guy.
So, like, this guy, the best part about it was this guy.
Do you think you're like, you know, I'm taking you out of the home? I'm your, like, your day nurse? Like, what do you think he thought?
So, this guy looks over at me after I make that comment, and he was kind of like, okay, and then he left, and that was it. That was
what
the
fuck. I guarantee
what do you expect him to say?
That was weird.
I guarantee you that guy probably didn't even realize the app.
He didn't know who I was.
He probably didn't realize it.
You know what I didn't like? I'm going to tell you what I didn't like about him.
He didn't even know who I was. Well, if he recognized me, he did a real good job hiding.
He was like your middle son, Ryan. He was like his weight.
All right,
but Joe's height.
He was very skinny. Yeah.
Okay, and this is him.
Lurch.
He was like, yeah. Like wicked deep voice, like he was like purposely trying to go deeper.
You think you might be putting way too much emphasis on this?
Yes.
Either way,
yes.
As my girlfriend would say, if he came back over a third time, I'd have to cut a bitch. You know
what
I'm saying?
He was coming over to talk to you, finally, Frank.
I'm going to give you the same example of my wife and I sitting down. Okay, this is the example. He comes over, he speaks to me, I go, hey, what's going on? And, you know, hey, what's up? Hey, anything going on? No, okay. Take it easy. Walks away, comes back. Can I help you? Oh, no, we're good. What's going on? What do you need? No, you know, I just wanted to talk to you, say hi. Hey, how are you? Look at my wife going, you want to have sex with him? No.
You usually say to the waiter, though, most of the time you'll be like, yeah, my wife likes this place, but I'm taking my girlfriend. She's my girlfriend right now. And
that's
points
true.
At me.
That's true. My wife loves this place, but don't tell her.
I'm with my girlfriend right now.
Yeah, see, this one is very different. With the jealous.
What do you mean?
If somebody hits me up or something like that.
Well, dude, you're a whore.
So
facts. Were.
You know, not for nothing. You were a whore.
All of you, except for you. Thank you for saying were. This one will just go, oh, does she not understand? Does she not understand who I am? Oh, let me have a conversation
again,
with her.
You were a whore with cheap women.
What's awkward about this is there's going to be a listener out there who was one of them, and I'm going to get a conversation next week.
Why are you still talking to them?
And then she's going to go, do I need to have a conversation? And all right, it's a full circle.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen to what I said. You, as a Nate, were a whore with cheaper women. Now, if they take that, however they take that, it is what it is. They could contact me. Contact me. I'm probably going to leave my wife.
Why did you have to do the Hitler sign when you did that?
That just came across that way. Yeah, all right, geez. So we're coming to the end of the hour. I promise then we'll be done in about an hour. I wanted to ask the question. Now, for us...
Do you know I still haven't farted in front of my girlfriend?
Dude, what are you waiting for?
I think
my husband has.
He likes to trap me in the car and burp, though, which are actually considerably raunchier.
Yeah,
I'm pretty
kind
sure.
Of gross.
Actually, I hate when they burp. And they burp in your face.
I try not to burp.
Well, I told you guys about the elevator.
Yes, you did tell us.
He's shitting the elevator.
Like, Patrick will burp, and I'm like, blow it away before you come give me a kiss.
Like right now, I'm holding a fart that I've been holding
express
it.
Express yourself.
Express myself. The neighbors are going to smell it.
Come on, do it on the air. Look, I shit in front of your girlfriend already.
Patrick's already shit for
This your father, Josephine. Your father over here, he's sitting there.
He's
it was dead silent for... Oh,
he's crop dusted Nate a few times tonight.
This is what he does. Your motherfucker
has dairy and then wonders.
All right. Actually, I didn't. I didn't have dairy at all.
You didn't have the ice cream.
No, he had sorbet.
He had sorbet.
Oh.
All right, so I'm gonna close this out on one final question to the group. And if you guys enjoy this, we can do this again another time, obviously. This was actually pretty fun. I enjoyed this. I don't know if you guys did, but I did. All right, so the wife and I, obviously, we're later on in our marriage. We've been together for a while. So
you're
this,
old.
This question is more geared towards you folks, but I'm sure we'll have an answer for you. Where do you see yourselves in terms of family, marriage, living arrangements.
That's a loaded question.
Things like that. No, yeah, no, right. No. Let me finish. Let me finish.
Our oldest is smart.
In the next 10 years, in the next 10 years or so, where would you like to see yourself? Obviously, you want to be in your own house, but I mean, do you want to be married? Do you want to have kids? Do you want...
I've decided I don't want to be married because it's exactly 7 more decisions that I'm interested in making. The idea of planning a wedding is just, I'm not interested.
But if you were living with somebody for 7+ years, you realize that you're legally married,
which
right?
is fine. But like, I don't want to have a wedding or anything.
You don't want
to
have.
You could just go to like a JP.
Yeah.
So you just don't want to be married.
I don't care either way.
So if you're with somebody,
no, she doesn't want to have the experience. She just wouldn't. Like, she'll have a last name or whatever, all that bullshit. She just doesn't.
Well, if you don't have
I don't think I have anything wrong with my last name. I don't think I need a new one.
You don't think Amber Trainer is
no?
Decent?
I would just keep
that
my last name.
That sounds fucking terrible.
Nathan Silva.
That sounds better.
That sounds more realistic.
That sounds pretty much. I'm not gonna lie. All right, so you don't want to be married, obviously. You know. And now we've had the discussion about you guys not really wanting to have kids. But in the event that you have kids. Would that be a thing? Or?
Look at Amber's face.
I'm gonna need to find the nearest bridge in that case.
Oh, come on.
Would what be a thing?
Maybe I'm going too personal here, and I'll back off on it. But you know,
no, I just don't think I understand the question.
If you were in fact pregnant with Sly Stone's kid over here, would you keep it?
Sly Trainer.
Yeah, we talked about it. We would keep. We would keep the child.
You
of
would
course.
Keep the child. Ah, cool. I mean, granted, it'd be cross-eyed.
I mean,
like
she wouldn't keep me, but she.
No, I would keep
the
child.
Her exact words is, "If I got pregnant, I would leave you."
She wouldn't want two of you. I get that.
She would no. She told me she didn't want to do it because she didn't want to feel like she held me down.
Who the fuck is holding you? If anything, she's lifting you up.
I agree because I'm a delight. But
dude, 7 months. Look at where you've been in 7 months. Do that math. And tell me she isn't picking
yeah, but
your ass up.
I would
up.
Give him, oh if I were you, God. I would give him that choice because I did that for Patrick 20 years ago. He decided to stay. I did give him the choice.
We sat down. This is the story of us. And
get your popcorn ready, folks.
I have to pee, my wife wrote down.
I'll be back.
All right, she's going to urinate.
You are?
Oh. You are an eight, babe. All right, so the story of us is simple. The day before we graduated high school, she decided to take a pregnancy test, and boof, we found out she was pregnant.
That's what everybody does the last day of high school.
Well, I mean, we were together for 2-3 years prior to that, so it was what it was. So we graduated, we did everything that we would do, and then we went to Planned Parenthood to figure out if it was the finalized thing, because obviously you take a test and hope for the best kind of thing. So when that was said and done... we made it back to, I was living in Central Falls in a single bedroom, and she came up to me and she said, listen, this is the deal. I'm keeping the kid. You don't have to be part of his life. I'll never ask you for anything. I won't bother you for money or anything like that, but if you leave, you will not be part of his life.
Gotta go!
Really?
Just kidding.
Well, I mean, if any of you have listened to the past shows, you've heard my background is a little spotty at best. So, you know, the manlier thing to do would have done exactly what Nathan did, leave, because he's an asshole. I didn't, though. I stayed. And I think it was the best decision of my life. Little kids suck, but having kids in general are pretty cool. And you know, younger generations, they don't care for it. Like, I don't want my kids to have kids. I don't want them anytime soon to have kids. But if it happens, it happens. Shit happens.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want kids, but I would never neglect a child that I found out was mine.
Oh, good. Well, if that's the case, Maury, please come out.
Is there something you need to tell me?
So, I mean, all right. So the
in
kid
10
thing,
years, I'd be dead, by the way.
Why?
I don't know. I have a feeling I'll be dead soon.
I mean, we're hoping, but that's not the point.
Wow.
And me and Amber are going to have a podcast. It's Fat Guy. And
I thought you were going to say a baby, and then I was going to lose my
that's
shit.
That's weird. No, why would he say that?
Why would I even go there?
That's, I don't. You said that's me. Weird. And you said, and I was like, oh, God.
I'll tell you one better. If she got pregnant from me, which is absolutely impossible because I had that problem fixed.
Thank God.
We would not be having a podcast. We'd be on the circuit selling our whatever.
Yeah.
And the story.
Yeah, the story, somebody. No, I don't. In 10 years, notice during all of that, she didn't say me. In 10 years, I would assume that me and her would be set up somewhere, some house out there.
You looking to stay in Rhode Island, New England?
Yeah, I think, if I'm wrong, tell me otherwise, we would both stay here until, unless our parents, our family was gone. And then that's a different story. But as far as while our family's alive and well, we're going to be here. Am I wrong by that?
No, that's pretty accurate.
As far as...
Well, that's a good question, actually. If you guys had a choice to leave New England, where would you go?
I don't want to be I don't want to be too far from the coast, and I don't want to be too far south.
Yeah, it's tough. I would want to be...
So L.A. it is.
No. I would want to be somewhat south. I want to get somewhere where it's less money to live.
Yeah, but you have to be at the coast.
Yeah, there's still coast.
So we can do South Carolina. So you want to go to Florida?
No.
South Carolina, it's in the fucking title. She doesn't want to go south.
Maybe North Carolina.
Okay. That's not at the coast.
Yeah. What do you mean? It's on the ocean.
South Carolina's on the ocean, not north.
Both are.
I don't agree with you.
Honestly, I couldn't tell you. I just made that up.
I really don't know either.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I just assumed north, so it's further inland. I could be completely wrong.
I just thought
wrong.
They were stacked on top of each other. They both had coasts. I don't know.
No, it's in the center of the world. And North Carolina, you don't want to move there. It's terrible.
Oh, yeah. Let's despise the fact that it's not on the coast. All
right.
No, I don't care about marriage. She would still want her ring, that's for sure.
I don't know why you're making this. You want to buy a ring.
Nah.
It's not me. It's
you. No, Nathan wants to design a ring. Yes. So you would have a ring. That's what he wants.
That's his want.
Yeah, like I'm totally a chick. Like I want a I want a wedding.
Yeah, you do.
That's so weird.
Yeah,
why?
I know. Because I DJ'd them. Like I always wanted to have that.
Why the fuck does any of that matter?
Because I always wanted to have my special day.
I avoid weddings.
My special day is when I had my colonoscopy.
But here's the thing, dude. All jokes aside, like I wouldn't care if I had a wedding like your brother's. Like your brother's wedding was the shit.
I like the cupcakes. Those are pretty good.
Like he had just some run-of-the-mill like burger shop fucking catered. That was awesome.
He had a I don't know.
It wasn't like it wasn't a Five Guys, but it was like a Five Guys.
Oh no. I like the so my brother instead of getting an actual cake, he bought cupcakes.
I like that because then people don't have to serve them and no one's touching them.
Yeah.
And then all the cupcakes came in their own individual containers, so you just took them and left.
I like it.
Yeah, it's very cheap. Very open and straight to the point.
Yeah.
You know.
I think like I would love to be. In 10 years, at that point, I'd be 42 years old.
You're old.
Yep, you would be 59.
In 10 years, I'd be 50, dickhead.
Close enough.
And I'd still be skinnier and sexier than you.
That's debatable.
Well, you can be a master debater all you want, but I'm still going to be skinnier and sexier.
By 42 years old, I think, here's the thing. I know people are like, oh, you can't say that. I actually think that... it will be you and me. I really do.
At least you're skinning him.
No, I think no, I truly think that, and for I think that you and me are gonna be together long haul thing.
Yeah, I've seen guys.
I say it all.
I've seen guys dig up the body and get rid of the bones, you know, that kind of thing.
What you guys gotta understand about Amber is scared of any sort of commitment.
That's not true. I'm very much committed to you.
Just not everything that you stand for.
Long term?
Sure.
Sure.
Sure. Why not?
Hey, I have to tell you, when he asked me to marry him, that was the answer I gave him.
That was it. Yeah. Hey, sure. Why not? Really?
Yeah. It's going to be like if I propose to her, I just have the box of the ring in it, and she'd be chilling on the couch watching something stupid, and I just throw it and be like, she'd open it and go, what is this? Are we doing this shit?
And I'd probably say, that's fine, I guess.
First off, you're too crazy to propose to her because you wouldn't know if it was the right time. And secondly, you wouldn't give a shit enough to do it.
Yeah, but I'm one of those, I'm old school. Like, I would get the approval from her father and mother.
They're just happy that she found somebody. I mean, really, it's, you know.
I don't know about that. Half the time, I think her mother sits there and goes, what the fuck does she see in him?
You're gonna
that's
have,
not true.
You're going to have to buy the cow and the pig and everything.
Says. Her father, me and her father get along.
Wait, hold it. What'd you just say?
I'm joking around. I said that's what my dad says.
Fucking asshole.
Her father and me get along great. Her mother is, the thing is, her mother is very much like my father.
I think the thing is, my mom's not taking your shit.
Yeah.
There's your, there's
like, a, you are like a bullshit peddler, and she's just not here for
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah, but
she's not buying that ketchup popsicle for
no,
me.
She's no. not.
She, no, yeah, but she knows when I'm telling
you,
the truth.
You
yeah,
try, no, she you does. You try the damnedest to be in her life and be make her happy, and you just can't do it, can you?
No, I, well.
She's your white elephant?
Here's the thing. Both her mother and her father know that at the end of the day, I have their daughter's best interest at hand all the time.
Probably.
And that's all they can ask. Fuck you. That's and all that's all they can ask for as a parent is that their daughter's interest is at best.
If I'm not mistaken, didn't you say like 10 minutes ago that she was your sex toy?
Yeah, you did.
I did.
Yeah, great.
And they're going to listen to that and go, what?
And on that note, folks, we're going to end this podcast.
No, I have a funny story.
Okay.
I know how I had to go pee. I just wanted to go pee. I get up there. I want to make sure nobody's in the bathroom because we have the one bathroom. So I holler down the hall to the boys. And Joe goes, no, but did you give Brewski the ham bone? I said,
oh
no. He goes, well, he's got it. So either Brewski got it off the top of the stove or Blue
Which
got it
Brewski?
For Brewski. Brewski's the husky.
Husky.
So either the Dane got
That's
it for him.
That's the one you're trying to get rid of?
Yes.
Yes.
So now they're chewing on a ham bone.
Yeah, well, fuck it. When they die, it's not my problem.
So I just thought it was funny. Hopefully you didn't need the ham bone for anything.
Oh, yeah. What am I going to make? Pea soup? It's disgusting.
Ew. I can pea soup.
At any rate.
Wow.
On that note, my wife is very special needs. I love her to death, but she's special, and she needs me. So.
Yeah, special needs. I need the special.
On that note, we're going to end this podcast, and I'm going to let the ladies do it today because, well, they can do it. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to say thank you for your time. And we end the podcast the same way every time. And I'm going to open up with my wife because she's the closest and she can hit me. Lynn, how's your day going?
I guess it's going pretty good, but I guess that's the way the coffee crumbles. I don't know.
The fuck is coffee crumble?
Cookie crumble.
Oh, I don't know. He just told me to say it.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sad or disappointed.
I am.
Not sad, you're disappointed.
I am disappointed. That should be Joe saying.
Yeah, right. Amber, how you doing, hon?
Good.
I called you hon. I'm sorry. That's inappropriate.
Right. That's twice now.
I did.
Oh, Nathan's getting jealous.
Hey, sweet tits. How you doing over there?
Oh, doing good.
All right. Yeah, when his pig goes home, you come back home. But...
That's sugar tits to you.
Why'd you say that like you had a cigar in your hand?
He always. That's always. His go-to accent.
Nathan,
how you doing, Touch? Huh?
Nathaniel Tiverton Green. What's your last name?
Silva.
Silva. Sounds good.
Be careful.
Ring on the tip there, right? How you doing?
Okay. I was.
Feeling better than earlier?
I was until she just hit my fat.
I opened him up like a pour. That didn't come out right.
That didn't come out at all.
I don't know.
Speaking
I'm tired.
Of pores, she's going to be using a strip on my nose.
That sounds fucking horrible.
Yep.
Why don't you just wax yourself next? That would be funny to watch.
That's going
to
be, I'm waxing my butthole.
I'm sorry, you're doing what?
And what is a butthole? I'm
a
trying
taint.
To figure out
oh,
what that is.
You got to get the taint, too. That's my question.
Always.
All right, this is a completely different podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, take it easy. Have a good night.
Bye.
Toodles.
Hey, folks, that was the show. Now here's the routine. Nate?
You can reach us over at fatguysquared@gmail.com. You can watch us on YouTube and Twitch. Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter. And, of course, like and subscribe to us on podbean.com, iTunes, and Android.
Take it easy.